As Andy suggested, the Silk Road at the heart of the trial in New York is just one corner of something bigger, an internet underworld known as the Darknet. We're talking about parts of the web that don't show up in your basic Google search. Some artists in Saint-Gallen in Switzerland wanted to explore what goes on in the Darknet. Their idea? A Darknet shopping bot. Bruce Wallace explains.
Write a computer program that buys you a random item once a week off of the Darknet, and this is what you get.
Nike Air, trainers,
Chesterfield, cigarettes,
Louis Vuitton, handbag.
Books, handbags, cigarettes, collection. Running shoes. Not so scary, right? That's one of the points that Carmen Weisskopf and her collaborators in the arts group Mediengruppe Bitnik wanted to make. You don't have to fear the Darknet. Admittedly, the computer program they wrote, called the Random Darknet Shopper, did turn up some sketchy stuff, too.
Visa Platinum card, then ecstasy, passport scan of a Hungarian passport.
Once a week over the 3 months the exhibit was up, the shopping bot chose a random item on Agora, the eBay of the Darknet, paid for it from a stash of bitcoins, and had it mailed to the gallery. One by one, the keys, sneakers, and yes, the ecstasy, filled up gray frames. Gallery goers had questions.
Where does stuff come from? Who are these people selling these things? Why do they do this? You know, these kinds of questions that you sort of forget about. You could ask them about anything you buy, but people don't do that.
It was important to give also these kind of tools to the people that they can try by themselves. How does it feel to be in the darknet?
Giovanni Carmine is the director of the Kunsthalle Gallery, which held the exhibit. He'd actually never been to the darknet before he started working on this exhibit a couple years ago. Most people probably haven't.
It's funny, this is making me realize I need to quickly find somebody who can help me get on the darknet. That's how old I am. I'm like, I don't even know how to do this.
No, it's actually very easy. I mean,
oh, it is?
Yeah. You just have to Google it.
Right.
It's really simple.
He was right. It's really easy.
How to access the deep web. Darknet. Let's say darknet.
I was there in about 10 minutes. I made my way to Agora.
Here it is.
Featured items, a Patek Philippe watch, a Dropbox for mail you don't want showing up at your house, some ecstasy, obviously, and...
The product has a slightly yellowish tint, strong chemical odor, and solid rock chunk forms. Not re-rock. Melts like butter when you rub between your fingers and has a slight moisture to it.
Even with the photo, it took me a while to figure out that this listing was for cocaine. For the record, I didn't order anything while I was there. But it did leave me feeling like maybe the darknet was at least mostly about illegal stuff. I called Weisskopf back and asked her about this. She said, yeah, the shopper was about buying things on an anonymous marketplace. And anonymous marketplaces are going to have lots of questionable stuff. But she says the real potential of the darknet isn't in shopping.
The darknet is a lot more important for communication than for trading goods. I think the darknet is really important as one of the probably last and rare spaces which allows us to communicate anonymously. You can have an experience there which is really hard to have elsewhere.
Minorities oppressed in their own countries can connect there, for example. Or journalists can communicate with anonymous sources, she says. Giovanni Carmine thinks there's a more basic value to this sort of anonymity.
The world needs shadows to feel a perspective and to feel a depth in the space. You need shadows. Otherwise, if everything is illuminated, it's going to be boring and flat. And I think it's important to have like these spaces where we can hide. I mean, it was the forest when I was a kid, and now it's probably the darknet, you know.
The darknet exhibition in Switzerland closed on Sunday. But on Monday, the local public prosecutor seized the darknet shopper items from the gallery. A lawyer had told the artists at the start of the project that they were safe under Swiss artistic fair use law. This now seems likely to be tested in court. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace.